Segment number two of In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Dr. Timothy Schaefer here from the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy, and heavily involved in an event coming up here on Monday. They're sponsoring with the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative and the Manhattan MLK Memorial Committee. It's called Conversations on Race and Reconciliation, Listening to Local Voices. Monday, 7 to 8:45, registration is required, and there's a Facebook page for that where you can learn more about it. But there's been a few of these in the past, and they're held virtually right now due to COVID. But great opportunity here for a good community conversation on an important topic.
Yeah. And if you probably the best place to go if you're kind of looking around is Conversations on Race and Reconciliation. There's a Facebook page. So if you were to type that in, it's Manhattan KS Conversations is the, I guess, the handle there. But yeah, these conversations, and you can find some of these more recent conversations that you just mentioned on there. And what's helpful, I think, is, you know, we can talk about some of these kind of themes and topics in kind of big and abstract ways, sometimes disconnected, right? Especially right now, the trial is in Minneapolis, the murder of George Floyd, for example. The relevance of these topics and themes for us are real and important. And so Monday night, 7 to 8:45, it's going to be a virtual event via Zoom. There's a ton of information. If you go to that Facebook page, you can get everything you kind of need there. And you know, ICDD is partnering with the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative and the Manhattan MLK Memorial Committee, and just really grateful for, I think, the commitment by a number of people to keep exploring and talking. And I think that's the thing I want to stress here is just this idea of keep talking. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to be all in agreement, and that's not the case in previous discussions. And why it's also very important for people from different perspectives and kind of persuasions to kind of engage each other and to listen and to learn and kind of think and I think consider maybe positions that are different from their own for a bunch of reasons, right? We don't all experience the world in the same ways, and these kind of conversations allow you to see a little bit more into what the experiences are for other people, especially around some of these kinds of themes, things like race, justice, safety, and policing. So again, Monday night, starting at 7 p.m., if you go to the Manhattan KS Conversations on Facebook, you can also find that just searching that directly. But yeah, there's a bit.ly link, JusticeMHK, which would also get you to where you need to go.
Yeah. What I like about these types of events is you really get to see people kind of at their most raw, you know, sharing their experiences here. We all have a kind of a perception of what our community is, but, you know, my perception of the community is not the same as John over here and Sally over here. We all have different experiences, and it really based on, you know, our socioeconomic status. I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I mean, similar to where, you know, early in the first segment, we were talking a little bit about like why the workplace is so interesting. You know, it's that place where we have some diverse perspectives and voices. These kind of conversations, if we have the kind of heterogeneity that we would hope for in the ways that people fall into different kind of categories and views and ideologies and such, like that all of a sudden allows you to hear and think about something that's not your experience. And for me, you know, personally, I experience a thing like racism radically differently than obviously a number of other people who kind of live it in a very, very different way. I get to look at it from a removed kind of standpoint because I'm not kind of looked at in suspect ways when I'd be in places or, what am I doing when I'm walking around a store, for example? And that's a really, I think, a significant moment that we have to be mindful of. The ways in which, and again, these conversations can help us kind of humanize some of this, so we get away from just the talking points about these ideas and issues, and hear why. And we have these experiences happening a lot for people, even here in Manhattan, of like the sense of concern and dread around, say, policing, for example. I don't want to kind of have this interaction because of what might happen. Whereas my personal experience is radically different. My father was a police officer his entire career. I have a brother who's a police officer, and I guess I see a lot of it through the lens of they didn't do some of these really awful, horrendous, violent things, but the ways in which both perception and reality kind of play out for different people's lives is a real one to be mindful of. So yeah, again, I would just encourage, especially if you're not feeling inclined, or if you feel like, nah, this isn't my kind of conversation, you're the ones who probably should. And I would strongly encourage you to participate in that.
All right. Yeah. Again, it's coming up Monday, 7 to 8:45, a virtual event, and you can learn more Manhattan KS Conversations on Facebook. We got just about a minute or two left here. Anything else, Dr. Schaefer, that you want to highlight before we go?
No, I mean, there are lots of things, and you know, maybe it's the season. It's not quite the end of the semester yet, but on Sunday, this past Sunday, I was invited to be a keynote speaker to an honor society of students in the Health and Human Sciences College here at K-State. For basically seniors who are on the cusp of graduating. And I guess it got me thinking a lot. And what I talked about was the sense of how do we take some of these things into our future world of work? And I guess it connects so much with some of the themes we've been talking about today, of why it's so important to be mindful of this idea of creating opportunities, creating space for people to listen and to learn to one another. And so I guess I'm grateful for the opportunity to be in conversation with you regularly, and to those who are listening, whether this is live or one of those segments that gets repeated, is you know, this idea of engaging across differences is just so critical and important right now. You know, we're asking these questions. A colleague of mine is speaking after the Congress in about 30 minutes about this idea of being able to work across difference and think about legislation, for example, that has real impacts on people's lives. Price medical billing is that topic. But there are ways for this to happen all the way at that really high level and at the really local kind of small level. And that conversation on Monday is another opportunity for your listeners to be thinking about that. So I'm grateful for the chance to be with you and talk about some of this. And I'll look forward to the next time we have the chance.
Okay, me too. I always appreciate it. And Dr. Schaefer, we'll talk again next month.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right, stay tuned. We'll have more in focus coming up. We've got Robin Cole up next from Pawnee Mental Health.